Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. After years of hearing about the new F-35 fighter plane that's coming to Eielson Air Force Base, interior residents may soon get to see one. The 354th Fighter Wing announced Wednesday that one F-35A Lightning II will be at Eielson for testing this month. It's not one of the planes that will be stationed here in 2020. On October 17th, 354th Fighter Wing Commander David Minow will talk with community leaders about the F-35A's mission in Alaska, according to a new press release from the 354th Fighter Wing. The F-35 is a multi-purpose fighter plane designed to replace older fighters, including the Air Force's F-16 Fighting Falcons, the A-10 Warthog, the Navy's aircraft carrier-based F-18 Hornet, and the Marine Corps' AV-8B Harrier II jump jet. The F-35 is the most expensive weapons program in U.S. history. Each F-35A costs about $95 million. The U.S. plans to buy more than 2,400 of them and sell hundreds to allies. The training mission will be the first appearance of the F-35 at Eielson, though not the first in Alaska. In May, some F-35Bs, the Marine Corps variation of the F-35, participated in Northern Edge training exercise out of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. The F-35A is the Air Force version of the fighter plane. An effort to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling made a baby step forward in Congress yesterday, with the debut of a Republican budget plan in a Senate committee. The plan is a non-binding resolution, but it contains the seeds of what could become a law that allows oil development in Anwar. As Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, its chances are slim.
Anwar is controversial, and the budget plan it's hitching a ride on isn't so popular either.
The budget we're dealing with today is, in my view, the most unfair and destructive budget in the modern history of our country.
And potentially catastrophic. To blast a hole in our budget, increase the deficit, blow up the debt, and put Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and education investments in health care and a lot of other priorities at risk.
Those were Democratic senators Bernie Sanders and Patty Murray. And they were extrapolating. The budget plan isn't that specific about what it would cut. The real point of using this process is to pass the proposed Republican tax cuts with just 50 votes. But even Republican Senator Bob Corker has doubts about the proposal.
Unless it reduces deficits, let me say that one more time, unless it reduces deficits and does not add to deficits with reasonable and responsible growth models, and unless we can make it permanent, I don't have any interest in it.
Opening Anwar was hardly discussed at the budget hearing, although Senator Murray referred to it as a bizarre thing to include in the budget. Senator Lisa Murkowski bucked her party on health care last month, in part because Republicans tried to fast-track that as part of a reconciliation bill. But she's been trying to open Anwar her whole Senate career. If Anwar is married to the tax cuts, she'd have a massive reason to vote for them. At the same time, Arctic refuge drilling could repel other moderate Republican senators. Three Republican no votes would kill the bill. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
With municipal elections behind them, Fairbanks Mayor Jim Matherly and the City Council will turn their attention toward the 2018 budget. The failure of Proposition B on Tuesday makes for a tight budget in 2018. Passage would have allowed the city to collect an additional $1.7 million in property tax revenue. On the other hand, the defeat of Proposition A will allow the city to collect an estimated $360,000 to $500,000 in marijuana sales tax revenue in 2018. The preliminary budget for 2018 shows a $600,000 shortfall, and that accounts for $360,000 in marijuana sales tax revenue. The 2018 budget is the first on which Matherly will work from start to finish. On Wednesday, Matherly met with five of the department heads at City Hall. Matherly discussed department needs, such as supplies and salaries, and also discussed cuts. Councilman Jerry Cleworth was an outspoken critic of the tax hike. The longtime politician said he's worked through more dire budgetary situations during the late 1980s and early 1990s. Cleworth is confident a balanced budget, required by code, can be produced. A young person was killed in a motor vehicle accident on the Parks Highway near Big Lake yesterday. Alaska State Troopers report the boy was one of four people in an SUV hit by a truck that crossed the center line near milepost 53 Wednesday afternoon. Troopers say the pickup driver, 20-year-old Cole Denovan of Wasilla, tried to correct but hit the SUV, killing the boy and injuring multiple people. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.